It's All Things Considered on 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth. Knoxville voters have 5 seats to fill on the City Council. Early voting begins this month, and Election Day is November 7th. This week, WUOT presents conversations with each of the candidates in the race. Today, we hear from Stephanie Welch, a candidate in District 1, which includes South Knoxville and Fort Sanders.
This is such a great time in Knoxville. There's so much wonderful momentum underway. I have had wonderful opportunities to be involved with that over the last 20 years. I've worked to support community health and help make our public schools strong. I've volunteered on a variety of boards and committees. It's given me some great leadership opportunity locally. I've also had the opportunity to serve our country as a major in the United States Army Reserves and a 17-year veteran. With all of the great positive momentum in our city, I feel like the skills and experiences and opportunities I've had will be a great asset, and I just want to be part of carrying that momentum forward.
On your campaign website, you mentioned some of the developments that have come to South Knoxville in recent years, and that would include the waterfront, the renewal of what used to be Baptist Hospital, the urban wilderness. What hasn't been done that you'd like to see or would like to bring to other people's attention that you'd like to have done in South Knoxville?
Yeah, so the first district is very unique because it includes not just South Knoxville, but also Fort Sanders.
That's right.
So I think that, what I've seen as I've been throughout the city is that everybody's looking to South Knoxville and Fort Sanders as great examples of the energy and opportunity for the city overall. So I think that there are some great lessons that can be learned from the first district and shared across other districts. Of course, as a representative of the first district, I would really work to continue that momentum, not just in South Knoxville, but to make sure that we're paying special attention to Fort Sanders, which has some really unique characteristics with the history of our buildings and the long-term investment of residents and renters who have lived in the community and continue to be interested in moving to Fort Sanders.
Well, that brings me to my next issue. A common thread among not just you, but other people running for council is concerns about housing, specifically affordable housing or safe housing in Knoxville. What's on your mind about that topic?
Yeah. So right now we're, the wonderful growth in Knoxville and the interest in Knoxville and people moving to Knoxville has actually created a secondary challenge, which is a housing shortage and housing affordability issues, especially in some neighborhoods. I think that there's a long-term strategy that we need to pursue, and the update of the zoning ordinance is part of that. So right now, Knoxville is updating our zoning ordinance for the first time in 50 years. And the hope is that not only will that make it easier for developers and more transparent for communities, but it will also allow for new types of development that will incorporate new residential that will be more affordable, smaller scale, mixed use, that will be a benefit, I think, for housing affordability and for other issues like walkability and public transit.
You've also talked about training and equipment for the city's police and fire departments. So what do you feel needs to be changed or adjusted there?
Well, right now, with the growth of our city, it certainly has put a strain on our firefighters and law enforcement, and they've done a tremendous job in making sure to keep our city safe and healthy. But we've also seen that retention rates have gone down, that we're graduating new classes of cadets, particularly in the police department. But both the fire department and the police department have seen numbers drop. And so recruitment and retention of our police and firemen is going to be a priority, I believe, for the administration and for the new city council.
City council members vote on and help decide issues that affect the whole city and not just their home districts. Have you been brushing up on some of the concerns that people in other parts of Knoxville may have to kind of give you some idea of what people are talking about in, say, North Knoxville or out in West Knoxville?
Right. So the wonderful part about being on a campaign is that you get to get out across the entire city. So right now we're running for the general election. I've been out knocking on doors in other districts and meeting voters all across the city. I think generally what I'm hearing from everyone is of true excitement, enthusiasm, and pride in the direction that Knoxville is headed, and the desire to make sure that those opportunities are available all across our city, that we're that we're supporting quality development across the city, that we're providing opportunities for our youth to engage across the city, that that forward momentum doesn't falter, but that it just continues to go out our corridors and all throughout Knoxville.
Stephanie Welch is a candidate for Knoxville City Council District 1, which includes South Knoxville and Fort Sanders. Stephanie, thank you for being with us today.
Thanks so much, Brandon.